Hey guys, we know you like to listen to our podcasts and reviews. We know generally that you like to listen to stuff. How about listening to stuff on Audible?
Well, Audible? Isn't that what we do?
Well, I mean, we do Audible reviews, but I'm talking about Audible.com. I mean, you're talking about one of the internet's best resources for audio programs from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and even business information providers.
Like over 150,000 audio programs, adding up to over 1,500,000 hours of audio programming. I don't think we're quite there yet.
No.
Yeah, but
we'll get there.
But, you know, obviously you guys like audio. You're looking for new audio stuff to check out. Audible.com has more than enough of what you're looking for.
And we're proud to call them a sponsor. And as a special gift to you, we're offering you, through Audible, a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link on the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus. And by doing so, not only do you get a free audiobook, but you're helping out the site as well.
And we know you want to do that.
Of course you want to do that.
Because we're standing outside your window watching you right now, wanting to do that.
Absolutely. So stop, look, and most importantly, listen to audible.com.
Welcome to the British Podcast, a World of Us cast on oneofus.net.
Does it feel like ages since we've recorded?
Yeah, it feels like forever.
I know we've got more shows now who are our brothers and sisters around the world, but it feels like it's got longer and longer since we last spoke. Well, not you.
Just so you know, people, we're silent in between these shows. We don't actually
speak. We broke up ages ago. It's just a professional relationship that we don't get paid for.
Should we terrify Ocean some more?
Hope you're doing well. We're recording in our new little... We've converted our basement.
Yeah, it's quite cool. It is like this little recording studio now. I'm pretty happy with it.
What did we just record?
We just recorded our weekly Star Wars video, which is on YouTube, and it's called New to the Force.
I'm a 35-year-old male recording a YouTube show that nobody watches in my basement. Difference
is... Wearing a geek t-shirt.
Well, it's not really... This is for me for doing 24 hours of gaming, like...
And that isn't
charity.
A geek t-shirt?
I raise money for charity, bitch. Help kids in hospitals and everything. And I just sat around playing games for 24 hours. The ex-wife did not like that one bit. So, but yeah, our little Star Wars show.
Yes, I'm really enjoying it. I have to say, I'm really, really loving it. It's, it's good fun.
It's got a long way to go. It's in terms of production values and everything else.
Oh, yeah, that's shocking.
Yeah, we're like, the sound's pretty poor at the moment because we haven't got the money because of, you know, court life. And weddings and life. And the background's just this bleak white
wall. I know.
Wall.
It is like, it is really, really, really bleak. We definitely need to do something. I might just attack it with some kind of stuff.
But yeah, you can find it. We have a YouTube channel which is Need to Consume. You just search YouTube and you'll find it.
Give us a search.
Subscribe, you know, come
subscribe,
say hello.
Give us some comments. Tell us how rubbish we are.
Yeah.
It's highly amusing.
Yeah, listen to two Brits that, you know, pretend to know what they're talking about with regards to Star Wars. So,
well, it's funny because obviously you're a big Star Wars fan and I am not quite so much a Star Wars fan.
Well, that's kind of the idea why we started.
Yeah, because I think it is that thing of you end up with these people who are so entrenched that they're not used to dealing with somebody like me who has never... I'm just like... Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been looking for new podcasts to listen to, and because some of them I'm sort of getting a bit bored of. One of my new favourite ones is actually on oneofus.net, which is RPG, which is Randy Plays Games, and they're currently playing a Star Wars RPG, which is Randy is the DM, you've got Chris and Bo and a couple others, and they're all different characters. Bo's a Wookiee, and he's just fucking... He's cleaving characters in half, left and right. And Chris is a droid, and it doesn't really do anything. I haven't had him do anything yet. But that's good fun. But I listened to another one called... I think it's called Coffee with Kenobi, like a Star Wars podcast. It felt very much like you've got to know everything. It didn't feel...
accessible.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of a thing is people do get, and you know, it happens with everything where I've had it with friends because I went to, which I'll talk about more in a second, but a Supernatural con this month, and you do get that thing where you end up finishing each other's sentences of, oh my god, like with the stuff where that,
yeah.
Oh my... And it's like, yeah, that can be great, but how do you treat a newbie who's new to that, who's just like, I've just watched my first Star Wars episode, or I've been introduced to it through Star Wars Rebels, and you're just like, it shouldn't be that thing of like, oh, like, that's the first thing you watch. Mm. It should be accessible.
That's like odd today. I can't remember what I was Googling, but I stumbled across a Reddit, and the Reddit is literally called, I think it's called Explain It To Me Like I'm Five. So people can ask questions, and it's, so you could be like, explain to me the, you know, the different laws of thermodynamics. Okay. And just like, so you okay. could just, so.
Oh my God.
To break it down. But yeah. And it,
is it dickish, or is it actually very good?
No, I think it's one of the one elements of Reddit, which is actually quite helpful and good. Okay. There's not much of that. They are diamonds in the rough.
I've got upset. I think I've shown it to you before, but I have got slightly obsessed once again with SourceFed playing 50-50.
No, you haven't seen. No, I'm not really fussed about that at all, but yeah.
Do you know the concept
of
it?
Yeah, I do know the concept of it. It's a bit contrived, but...
why is it contrived?
I don't know. It's lazy. It's getting people to do the work for you, and then you just record a video about it and make money off
it.
It was
first done as a punishment one of the teams for losing head-to-head.
Okay.
And the video did so well, they were just like, well, we're doing this again because you people are torturous and really enjoyed it last time. So that's how it started off. It literally started as a punishment.
Do you want to talk about, as a, obviously from the segue, about your con? Or I kind of felt we actually had a question sent to us.
Yeah, go for it. Question.
And I thought, with it, us talking about geekdom and how it all works, I thought that'd be quite nice to talk about.
Go for it. I'll leave my rant.
So we had a question from Sean Holder, who I think is Boogeyman.
Hey, Sean.
Boogeyman. So,
hey, Sean. Don't go cracking the table.
I'm not, but is that all right? If I do this, and if I just go to read the question out... Okay. I'm away from the mic. Yeah. So he put a bit of a philosophical one. I thought of here. Hopefully, isn't some kind of Jaden Smith YouTube mobile phone video phone pretentiousness, because Jaden Smith was pretentious on Twitter. Do you think that the geek community is always buying so many consumer objects? I have no idea what he's talking about. Because as a subculture in general, outside of the internet, geeks or nerds feel disconnected from other people and wider society more than others. So they consume so many things in order to find connection and social bonds with others in a subculture of consumption and through feeling a part of this subculture. This question actually came to me as I was reading a book about the war on drugs in particular, as I was reading a part of the book of why there is so much addiction in the modern age.
Okay,
firstly,
for me,
fucking amazing question.
I think in breaking that, it is the idea that... consumption is massively propagated everywhere. It's just like, you know, you need the newest shoes and you need the newest bag and you
iPhone.
Need the newest... Yeah, you have to upgrade. You have to get the newer thing.
Mm.
And in order to feel a part of the culture of buying, and there is a big part, and we are clearing out crap from our house at the moment, and so I really understand, and obviously with what I do is... purchasing to a degree, but this idea of I must have it, I need it, it will complete me, has definitely seeped through into geek culture, because you see people with their plastic crack of the pop figures and the Funkos.
That stuff is cocaine, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And yes, I think that people do feel like they need to have that t-shirt that shows that they're affiliated with that character. They need to have they can't just have one figure of a character that they really love. They have to have every single one.
Completists.
And I think, yeah, but I don't even think it's completists, because it's the fact is they're not part of, sometimes they are part of a set, but sometimes it's just a particular fixation with one character that you feel you feel really defines you. And so in similar notions of the more pop culture side of things is the fact that you do have people who are just like, oh my God, I just absolutely love the Kardashians. And they will buy everything that they see them wearing, or a version of everything they see
them
wearing.
Or that they promote.
Or that they promote. Absolutely everything.
What was that guy's blog who blew up because of Kim Kardashian?
Daily Love.
Daily Love.
Must and Kip.
So he had like a small user base.
Tiny user base. Absolutely tiny user base. And basically the email service is to send you out like a... It sends an email every single day and it's written by him. And it is very sort of like trying to be positive. And this is at a time that he was living in his friend's pool house. And when I say pool house, I mean like shed. And so, yeah, he was not really managing to do anything. Kim Kardashian tweeted, "I can't live without... this every single morning in my inbox." Blew his servers to high heavens. And so now he's, you know, doing retreats in Bali for a month at a time.
That's where I think that this isn't limited just geeks. I think
no, it isn't.
We're tribal as a species.
And that's sort of his point. It isn't. This is how we have bought into the idea of consumerism is through merchandise. And so, yes, I do think that that is how that has sort of like, oh, well, you know, I don't need the newest pair of Jimmy shoes. I don't care. No. But that...
There are fashionistas that do.
Yeah. And so, but in turn, there are certain people within the geek community that will absolutely have to have a particular piece of merchandise that they similarly do feel defines them as much as a pair of designer shoes.
Yeah, I think it's very much about wearing your colours. So you see, and I think it's less now with geekdom, and it's a good, you know, you see people wearing a Batman t-shirt and it's a case of they just might like one of the films. They may just like the symbol. They may have an entire Batman back catalogue that they read, but you cannot judge them on that. So I think it's less now than it used to be, but buying... So the fashion side, maybe it's not so, but yeah, I think what you mentioned about the Pop Funkos is just it's a freak of economic nature of what that company has done in terms of when those figures came out. Because I had another one, so they were called like Mighty Mugs, and I had two Vader ones. I had a Vader one and a Boba Fett one. Then I saw these Funkos, I'm like, well, that's a bit of a rip-off. I haven't seen Mighty Mugs around in forever. Funko have just come out, and every week I see the comic book shops online.
Funko have managed to get in with all
Marvel, with DC, Marvel. Game of Thrones, everything.
So they, you know, are cornering the market. And so, yeah, I do very much see that that is a big way that that's come in. Very, very good question.
I think it's an amazing question.
So thank you so much.
If you are one of the other two listeners to the show, apart from Boogie Monster, Boogeyman. Please do email us. It's duke@needtoconsume.com, because that's the one I pick up on the most, and we'll happily read your question out. Do you want to talk about your little weekend of boredom?
Yeah. Well... Okay, strangely enough, sort of following on from the idea of consumerism.
We are just on a tangent.
Fuck
we're just,
me, I'm just on
lovely.
It. Well, there was a dealer's room at this con.
War on drugs, dealers, I'm liking it.
It was horrible. It was someone described it to me, and thank you so much for this, Laura. This was, it was the worst parts of Etsy. That is how she described it, and it was beautiful because it was just no why. And so the con was focused around Supernatural, which I'm a huge fan of. I know that some of one of our sister shows is also
the one in Japan. Yeah, it's the Wayward Podcast.
Yeah, good. And so they're big fans of Supernatural, and so. Where to begin? In total
Who
essence,
was there first?
Who was there? Jensen, Jared, Jeffrey, Misha, pretty much most of
Orlando
most of
Jones.
The class. Orlando Jones was there. Who else do we have? Mark Shepherd was there.
I can't remember the
Travis,
guy.
Travis, Ruth.
The guy who was in Revenge of the Nerds, who I was talking to your friend Chris about.
It was not Tim. It was... I'm going to have to... He plays Megatron in it.
Oh.
Metatron.
Megatron? Oh, okay.
Metatron. It was Curtis Watt Armstrong.
Yes.
Thank you. Brain flash just came in there. And So it was a big event. It was also the first time that Jensen had been back to this event in a few years, because previously when he'd come, it had been shambolic. And I think something had happened with a fan that he was extremely unhappy about. I don't know whether it was somebody approaching him or the way that maybe they'd been dealt with by the organisation doing it. I don't know, but we're going to go, it could be either which way. And the talks were really good. The talks were really, really good. They are all so fantastic and so patient with some of the worst cringe-worthy moments. A friend and I now have a drinking game based on how cringe-worthy, the questions were. And any time, and it's just like, yep, drink.
Do you think it's the case with that? It's people don't really actually have anything they want to ask, know, or say. They just want to know that they've actually had a connection with those people.
Yes, definitely for some people it was. And it's just like, you know, their entire monologue backstory of their life before.
Before they found Supernatural?
I don't even know. It was horrific, some of the things that were said. And so it was interesting from that point. But the guys were amazing. And everyone on stage was fantastic. And so that was really good. What was absolutely shit was the organisation. It was fucking shambolic. It was the worst run thing, and I've been to MCM a few times.
I was going to say, do you think you're a bit spoiled with some of the cons that we go to?
I've been to cons that are oversubscribed. Mm. LFCC when Stan Lee was there.
Yeah,
this was worse.
Okay.
This was worse.
Just more. It's what it was organised less.
It's like LFCC, you stood in a queue for hours, but you knew where you were in that queue. At one point, they moved a whole bunch of people out of the centre area of the Hilton because the Hilton were kicking off about the fact they were blocking all of the freaking entrances, exits. Mm. So they moved a whole bunch of people that were in the queue to be able to pick up their photo ops into one of the rooms and then forgot about them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you guys are in here. Oh, are you picking up a Saturday one? Oh, we finished the Saturday ones. You what? I've been standing in here for 45 minutes in a room that is not...
Okay.
After having stood outside.
Okay.
Yeah. And now to be at the back of the queue that is already outside, that jeez, you were way ahead of. Yeah, and it's just like the fact of just... So that was them just coming in. They haven't got through any of those people. It was just awful. Absolutely awful of just this constant...
It was knocking. That's why I moved the cable, because it was knocking as you were talking. I'm just trying to put it in somewhere so it doesn't disrupt people.
It was just horrible. Absolutely horrible. And the fact that you had to be like constantly on Twitter, but things weren't necessarily always updated. People didn't really know where they were supposed to be doing stuff. All of the photo ops seemed to cross over with each other. There were some good things and there were some things that ran smoothly, but you would literally just be like, oh my god, that went really well. Like, you know, I went to a thing and I queued for half an hour and I knew where I was in the queue, and then I went in and I had my 20 seconds with this person and took a photo and left, and I feel good about that.
Yeah, I'm not one for... I always sort of think, oh, wow, they're going to be... Like, Michael J. Fox is going to be at LFCC. It's like, holy fuck. But I don't want to... I find it socially awkward to go and stand with someone that so many other countless people have done.
I don't tend to do photo ops.
No, I don't think I do.
In fact, I don't do photo ops.
Do people have them up on their wall at home? Do they chuck them in an album?
No, they put them on Facebook and they put them in an album.
Yeah, because I'd much rather have, like, a one-on-one connection with someone, and... Hence why I'm in the early stages of the new podcast for the website, where I'll be honest, I kind of want to do like a UK Nerdist type show, and I want to sit down and have a chat with people. And I was very lucky to have Dan Abnett come round the other week with his amazing work. You did miss it.
Because I was at this fucking corner.
I was sitting where you were sitting. They were up on the sofa. But I got to speak to Dan and Nicola for about an hour and a bit. And it wasn't Who do you think would win in a fight between Hulk? I just try to... It's a case of Hardwick is a... He's an icon to try and aspire to, and we want to try and do things a bit differently in certain areas. But yeah, to try and get off the ground so that if I could sit down at one point and have a chat with these people would be much better than going, hi, I'm Dan, let's pose for a photo, and then you move on and that's it. It's, there's no real...
Yeah, I
want to experience things rather than...
I don't know whether I've ever said it before. I don't get starstruck.
You don't? No, you don't.
At all.
No.
I just tend to get on with it.
Think you're better than all of us, don't you? Huh? Hmm? That's what it is?
No, I just think that they're people. And yeah. I think that they actually probably deserve to be treated that way, as opposed to being turned into something that
I think there's a difference. I think there is a difference between...
I can be respectful and still think they're awesome without turning into a mumbling idiot. I do mumbling idiot very well by myself, but I just don't... I'm not like, oh, what could I say to them? If I have nothing to say to them, then just don't talk
absolutely,
to them.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, I get
don't
that. I get that
thing of just like, oh my God, hi, I just wanted to say hi.
Mm. Yeah, I've sat next to like people that I on the tube, like one of the legal gentlemen. I sat next to him on the tube, and I had nothing to say, so I didn't. I was like, "Fuck yeah, it's him!" Like, it's kind of awesome. He's Reeve Shearsmith. I wouldn't just go, "Can I have a I don't do selfies just in general. It's very rare I take selfies, and if I do,
I am going to selfie the crap out of Dan.
If I do, it's with you. I never take them, and I wouldn't do it with a celebrity type thing. Do you know what I mean? But if I would struggle with some people to talk to just because I admire their work, but it would be like, hey man, just say, I love what you do, and just leave it at that rather than...
But yeah, I wouldn't go up to or actively seek out somebody.
Oh, they're walking down the street or anything. Absolutely not. No.
I think that doing things like that and being able to just sort of have a chat to people is much more interesting.
Mm.
So yeah. But yeah.
We're talking of cons. Where are you buggering off to this weekend?
I am at MCM this weekend. Yay!
Oh, well, I wouldn't say yay.
Well, after my previous con experience, I am all up for the MCM.
You're going to be texting me, this is fucking amazing!
Yeah. There's people!
I bet you actually still... I bet you're going to get a hug from a free hug person. That's
no, I will punch someone if they come up. The only place I've ever felt my privacy, like my actual personal space, be invaded at a con was there.
At MCM?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's because it's full of creepy 45-year-old men taking pictures of 14-year-old girls in their underwear.
No, this was a creepy 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy. It was great.
When was this?
I told you about this, about the guy that hugged me. Hugged me when I was getting my bag out of the cloakroom downstairs.
No.
Yeah, I did tell you about this.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was just
remember the guys in the Fox that were, like, trying to get your attention.
Oh, they almost got smacked. Yeah, they almost got smacked. But, yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
MCM, I am looking...
Positivity.
Yes, I am. I'm really actually looking forward to it. I'm spending a couple of nights there. I've got quite a few friends who are going. I've even managed to drag you to it for
Haven't. No, you haven't managed to drag me up. The UK premiere of The Death of the Superman Lives has managed to get me there.
Okay. You said, do you want to go to The Death of Superman Lives? If I had have said no...
I wouldn't have gone.
Exactly. So I dragged you by saying yes.
No, you didn't drag me. Because you saw the trailer at MCM last year and you enjoyed it. No, of course I wouldn't. I'm not going to come up to fucking London to go and sit in a pseudo theatre at a con that's finished to watch that and then get on the train and go back home again. I'm not fucking insane. It's a case of, I thought, well, I'll come up and see you because you're fucking off for 3 days again, leaving me here all on my own.
Oh no, didn't.
Yeah. But I really want to see it because I think I'm really intrigued by the story of what happened with Superman Lives, the Tim Burton film, which... And Kevin Smith's in it, and Tim Burton's in it.
Yeah, I'm really...
I think they got Nicolas Cage in there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But no, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to hopefully meeting Felicia Day, because I think she's awesome.
I cringe a little bit at the fact that they've put on the MCM website, they've called her Queen of the Nerds.
I think it's from one of... I think it's... a parody thing that she did within one of the Guild episodes.
Okay, all right. Because I know she wouldn't call herself that. No one kind of declares themselves as that type. Well, probably are some dicks that do declare themselves.
No, I think that's where it's from. I think it is tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, all right. I mean, there's no aim blamed at her. It'd be very much blamed at MCM for kind of sort of labouring at that. So what are you doing cosplay-wise this weekend? Because I do try to ignore it as much as I can.
You're really happy about my outfit. It's really awesome.
It does look really good.
I am doing, and it hasn't taken anywhere near as much stress or time.
You're not sewing. You're not sitting here sewing like you normally do.
There is no beading going on. Do you know why? Because this corset has no beading. I am doing a burlesque version of Hawk Girl on Saturday. So there will be there will be my cosplay partner Maria, and she is doing Wonder Woman. We have a Catwoman, we have a Raven, and we have a Huntress.
She's pretty much burlesque anyway.
Yeah. And we're going to probably grab Mojo Jones because she's doing Zatanna, so she's pretty much burlesque anyway.
On the Sunday, I think she's
Saturday.
Doing.
She should be doing that.
Yes,
in latex.
Yeah, because Sunday she's doing Katana in with thigh high boots. And
yeah.
I like Mojo. She's awesome. She does all latex kind of cosplays, and she makes
all of them
pretty much, and she makes them all herself as well, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But yes, so I'm doing.
Are you going to do the burlesque?
No. We're doing our punk version of Frozen on Sunday.
Oh yeah, you could bring it. The Arendelles are coming back out.
Yeah, the Arendelles. I think she's redone the T-shirt as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's strangely not the most comfortable of outfits. It looks like it should be, but those boots are horrible.
Well, you're about 4 inches off the bloody ground.
It's not being 4 inches off the ground. They are just... They were £20, and they're horrible.
You get what you pay for.
I know, they're the worst. And the thing is it's not just me. I know when, you know, the ballerina is complaining that her feet hurt, that we probably have some issues with the boots. They were horrible.
Are you taking some flip-flops with you or not?
Yes, I will do. But I can't really wear them with the outfit without sort of getting changed because I'm wearing tights, and tights and flip-flops are a no-no, people. That is a no-no. Do not do that. Yeah, it will be good fun. Mm. I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, there's a lot of friends there. So
cool. What comics have you been reading recently?
Oh, what comics have I been reading recently?
Because I've been on a bit of a binge. One we did read, because
one that I thought I'd ruined for you, and then you ruined for me, was the latest Walking Dead.
Yeah, volume 23. That's some karma for you, bitch.
I know, it was so... So, it's spoiler, if you haven't read the latest Walking Dead, do not listen to
No, we're not going
to
spoil it, because it's brand new.
Oh, it was so funny, because Okay, so I said that I thought... Something could happen, and then...
I had a look of puzzlement on my face.
Looked really puzzled, and then about the next day, Dan was like, oh, yeah, no, it was that, but this has happened as well, and I was like... Yeah, no, I haven't. I definitely haven't read that. That's not what I remember. This was obviously just my theory as to what the thing was. And then it was very... I was like, thanks, you've just now actually spoiled it for me.
Yeah, but we also went and saw Alex Packnadel, who is now a friend in a way, who's got his first comic out with Boom, which is Arcadia, which is fucking awesome. Have you read it yet?
No, I haven't read it.
It's really good.
I know.
It's really good.
I am. I'm just working a lot on the train. Normally, that is my comic time.
Mm.
Is the 2 hours I spend on the train every day.
Reading comics whilst I'm driving isn't really. It's not recommended.
No, I wouldn't. No, I probably wouldn't do that.
No, I'm trying to think what else I've read. So I've caught up on The Walking Dead. So I was like 3 or 4 volumes behind.
Yeah,
on
you're
that.
Massively behind me.
I've read Fables 21.
Haven't read that either.
I've read.
Man, I'm failing horribly.
Yeah,
this.
I've Witches. Just read that this week, which is.
I haven't been reading Witches at all.
I put the review out for that on the front page of Google, which is quite nice.
Check you out.
Odyssey continues to be very, very hard for me to understand.
Oh, something that I have remembered that I don't think we had planned to talk about. We're going to New York Comic Con.
Oh fuck! How did we not remember to talk about that? Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. I was just like, you mentioned it, and I was just like, oh, yeah, witches, talking to people, Snyder, wait a second.
Yeah,
I did. That's how my mind went through.
So, a little bit behind the scenes, guys, we have a little app that we use for things, which is like a cross-platform app, because I'm an Android and she's a...
Apple.
And
and we normally have a list of everything that we get to talk about, and obviously we add things to it as we go along.
So it updates on both of our, it updates on our phone, and it's like, oh, we'll talk about this and we'll talk about that, because, you know, we use technology for that purpose, and somehow we forget to manage that it took me an hour to get fucking tickets the other day.
It took you over an hour. It took you an hour in the office to try and do it, and then it took you more time when you got back here.
Oh, when I got back here, I was straight in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it had a whole virtual queue system. I was there at 5 o'clock on the MacBook, so I wasn't using the work computer to do this. So I had to use like my phone to kind of
tether.
Jesus. And I was like, right, and it's 5 o'clock, go. And it's like, you're in the queue. I'm like, fucking great. Timeout failure. And I'm like, fuck.
No.
So I'm on Twitter, it's all going off. Everyone's like tweeting New York Comic Con, and all they're sending back is the same thing. Can you send us a screenshot of what you've done? Hit refresh. Literally, they would go in, turn it off and on again. It was when I went through their replies, they were copying and pasting that to fucking everybody.
I think, yeah, but we managed to get tickets.
Yes, so we're going on a Thursday and a Friday.
To be there. I can't, yeah, how funny is that?
Yeah.
So that's news, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, more people are starting to be confirmed. You've got some of the Firefly cast are going to be there, which is quite exciting for you.
Yeah.
I get to meet Greg Capullo, which would be awesome. I can take some of my Batman books, which I've already signed.
Look at all of them, and then we were just I think we need an entire suitcase of books.
No, we're not going to do that. We are not going to do that.
You know we're going...
No,
we're...
I'll take one volume of Batman. I'm not going to take all five that I've got. I'll take one to get signed by Capullo. I'll take Letter 44. I'm going to keep it really tight, because I just don't want it. Because we got stung coming back from Mexico. We had to pay $100 because we were over. Fuck knows how we were over. I think we went too much in one.
It was the El Jimador.
It was the bottle of tequila we stole.
We didn't steal, they gave it to us. Complimentary.
Oh, yeah, true. But yeah, really excited about that. We've got some friends that are going to be out there as well.
Yeah, and obviously this is our honeymoon.
Yes, a delayed honeymoon. Flights are fucking expensive, y'all.
Yeah, crazy expensive in July. And I do have some projects finishing around that time, so it'd be sort of nicer to maybe go later in the year. And then we were sort of looking at New York Comic Con and... Mm. Yeah, it all just sort of fell into place really, really nicely. Yeah.
So we've got a whole week in New York, which would be amazing. We're going to go hopefully try and catch a Giants game if they're in town.
I'm really hoping.
That'd be quite lovely.
It'll be odd beyond belief, because I remember this from being in Vegas, watching American football at the time that Americans watch it.
Yeah.
It's so odd.
Not 6 and 9 o'clock like we watch over here.
It's so weird. Like, yeah. No, it can be 9 a.m. in Vegas.
Yeah.
And there's football on and people drinking. And I'm like...
Well, it's Vegas, so everyone drinks 24 hours.
To be honest, it's just like, what do you have?
We can go and find like a dive bar somewhere and watch it in there and just kind of blend in. And I can pretend to know what the fuck I'm talking about and just go, I only care about fantasy football. That's all I care about. Because
you'll hear a few, I believe.
No, well, probably not, but we'll see.
There's not many people taking the piss.
But if there is a chance, I'd love for Sylvie to try and get tickets to go and see The Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. That'd be fucking amazing. But yeah, I don't know what else you're kind of excited about doing.
Shopping.
Obviously, you're just yawning there.
Sorry, it's been a long half week.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited about shopping. There is a cosplay shop that I'm going to.
God.
We already spoke about this.
I'll go to Midtown then.
I'm going to Midtown as well.
Oh, are you? You only get one shop to shop in.
No, I'm going shopping.
You're going shopping?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can leave me somewhere else then. I'm not going shopping.
I'm good to shop with.
It's not, I want to go and see shit in New York that I haven't seen before. I don't want to go to shops that I can go to in the UK.
For twice the price.
Yeah, but I'm not... I could shop in the UK without getting flights and hotels, which has cost us £3,000 to go and shop for stuff at half the price. That's
a false
economy. Well, you could get it imported if you wanted
to. No, you can't really.
No, I'm not buying that. We'll have to see. You're going to have to earn that, I think.
Fuck you.
I think you're going to have to ban that.
The horse you rode it on. No, but the one thing that has you've definitely earned your salt with recently is the wedding playlist. Oh, we have had such traumas, people.
We have, actually.
You trying to find an app that actually did this?
Oh, trying to get something which... We're not having a DJ, and because I find DJs to be cringeworthy. I'm not a huge fan of them. I'm not talking about like Norman Cook, like proper DJs that play Ibiza for 50,000.
We're talking about people who, you know, pretend they're DJs, and they do actually get paid for it, and I'm really not sure why.
And they talk over music.
It's just horrible.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah, but we have managed to put together a playlist, although you do seem to keep vetoing songs I've asked for.
I'm Too Sexy is not going on that fucking playlist. If you do, both the One Direction songs are coming off.
What?
No, I don't think my playlist can handle that much cheese. It's like a four-cheese pizza that's been wrapped inside a baked camembert and then put inside a cheesecake...
No, but it's...
And then put on with it inside a cheeseburger.
I see.
Sorry?
Oh. But I want it! Plus, then I realised that there is, like, no Spice Girls on there, and that needs to be massively
I did that. So, I spent the entire weekend basically trying to find an app which would allow people, when they're at the party, to vote, like, to upvote songs at a playlist... I know that kind of sounds kind of crappy, but I think taking away the responsibility of us having control of the playlist and providing people with a jukebox, essentially, that they can log into on their phone just by going to a URL. They haven't got an app or anything. They can if they want to, but they haven't got to. And letting them upvote songs and things, I think, is quite novel. I'm hoping it's going to work. It could fall on its face.
If it falls on its face and only, like, three people vote, it doesn't make any difference, because the fact is the playlist will still be there and still shuffle, so it's
hopefully
fine.
Yeah. But it's the playlist at the moment, total playing time for an evening at a wedding, is a day and a half long.
So it's a very long wedding.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. I'm really excited about it.
Mm. But we've got a real good mix of songs. I mean, I went through my entire iTunes catalogue and I realised I don't have a lot of...
Oh yeah, there was another Nicki Minaj song that I wanted to put on the playlist.
No,
the super bass, because all I see in my head is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and it's a pretty picture.
I don't think it's a good wedding song.
It's on the list of the 100 songs.
I'll have a look. I'll take it under advisement. So you haven't lost my, so my music isn't suitable in terms of the kind of stuff I listen to. Is kind of it's rocky, but it's not like dance. It's not like Sweet Child of Mine type rock. It's I don't listen to too much music anymore. I listen more to podcasts because they interest me more. So we had to kind of go through and find some songs, and we've got some Motown, which is quite cool. We've got a bit of disco.
We've got a massive selection of things, which I think was really... It was nice.
Yeah. But I think we've been... I've read some horror stories online where some people are into just, like, say, Skrillex or something, and they've just done an entire playlist of, like, dubstep.
We did crowdsource a bit of information.
Yeah, which I ignored pretty much completely.
Some of them have gone on there.
MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This has gone on there because for a laugh. There was a little bit of Elton John, I think, like Tiny Dancer, but there were songs in my head I already wanted to kind of put on there. But yeah, so I think we're going to move into app development next, and we're going to develop an app that does this and become a millionaire. Well, we've got a couple of app ideas that we want to work on when we get some spare time.
That word spare is being thrown around way too fucking much at the moment. When I've got some spare money or some spare time, I'll do these things.
Yeah.
Which is never.
Indeed. I think that's pretty much everything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else you want to talk about.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think I probably need to do some reading.
On comics?
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't read Why the Last Man yet, have you?
Nope.
Okay. You haven't read Fables yet, have you?
Okay, fuck you. No, I haven't. I am very behind. Shut your face.
Okay.
Have you read the latest Rat Queens?
Yes, I read the Rat Queens as it came out.
So I.
You read the volume, though? Or you read it as it went along? Okay, fair enough. I think that's everything, really. So, yeah, keep listening. Please come and visit us at Need to Consume. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram.
And if you do want to see what my Hawk Girl burlesque outfit looks like, then you can find me on Facebook at Kia Maria Cosplay.
Yeah, because you can see all your lovely little work in progress photos up there as well.
Yeah, we've got a few up there as well, which is cool. Quite fun.
Alrighty, are you going to go edit this video now?
Yeah.
I'm going to edit this podcast and send it across to Chris. So. Cool. Awesome.
See ya.
Bye.